1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Bible says, "For I have verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty in the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged, but when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come." Father, I pray you'd speak to our hearts. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the promises you're coming. Thank you for this table remembrance. And dear God, I pray you'd speak to our hearts tonight. Lord, if there'd be anything, any wayward way in our hearts or life, any rebellion, any work of iniquity, Lord God, would you please help us to come before you and ask you to forgive us our sins, and ask us, you, Lord Jesus, to cleanse us with your righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The scripture says here that this is the table of love. It is also, and it's Jesus Christ dying on the cross, gave his life for us, left heaven, and for 33 years suffered as no man ever suffered in this world. In fact, the Bible said he suffered everything. I don't understand that. But I'll tell you, it's dear to the God of heaven's heart to what his Son did. And Jesus Christ came to this earth so that you and I could have life everlasting. Secondly, it is a table of forgiveness. It is a remarkable statement a number of times. It says you ask God. You go to your own heart. You look at your own heart. You examine yourself. Examine yourself that you would see your need to serve God. You examine your need to give yourself totally and completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a table of forgiveness. The fact that it's very, very delicate in the fact that you want to be very careful that how you take the Lord's Supper. That's why he said that some are weak and sickly. And some sleep. That word sleep comes with this idea of to be dead. Christians, we don't die. We go to sleep in Jesus. And he said there are some that were taking the Lord's Supper just flippantly. Taking the Lord's Supper without cause because everybody else, they wanted to make sure that they were a good show to their neighbor. Good show to their family member that they were taking the Lord's Supper, which indicates, which is a table of testimony, it indicates that you are right with God. So when that deacon gives that bread to you, and you take a piece of that bread, you're saying in testimony, without standing up and saying, I want you to know that my heart is right before God, that's what you're doing. Jesus loved us so much. He gave his only begotten, he gave his only life so that we could be made free. And he made it very simple to have that our sins forgiven. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Whether people think the Lord's Supper is a big deal or not, it is big. It's huge. I was reading some of the old Puritans, and the preachers would give their members a ticket, a literal ticket, so that they could take the Lord's Supper, because the preacher knew pretty much what was going on in the community. The preacher knew pretty much what was going on in their hearts and their life. And you had to come and ask for a ticket from the preacher, and the preacher would say to them, "You know, I've noticed that you haven't been tithing. And how can you come before the Lord and take His table of remembrance?" Or they'd say, the shopkeeper down there said you weren't paying your bills. Or someone heard you that you were using alcohol. Or someone heard... I was quite interested when I was reading that, you know. And the refusal of many people, they couldn't take the Lord's Supper. I'll just tell you, you're on your own. You're on your own when it comes to this. You will stand before a holy God someday. And the way you treat God, the way you treat your family, and the way you treat your church, the way you treat this Bible, you're on your own. That's what God said. So it's a table of forgiveness. Right here, right now, right in your spot, you can, without even closing your eyes, say, "Dear God, there are some things in my life I know just not right. Will you please forgive me of that? Lord, I beg the blood of Jesus Christ." You know what Jesus does? Gone. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive. You don't have to confess your sins to me. I'm not your pope. I'm not your priest. I'm your pastor. Now, if I find out some things you're doing, I'm going to talk to you. But I cannot forgive your sins. Only Jesus Christ, the one with a nail print in His hand. A lady was dying, and she lived in a little cottage, and the priest heard that she was dying, and he went and asked her if she wanted absolution for her sins. And she said, "What did you say? Shall I pray for absolution? Shall I forgive you of your sins?" And she said, "Sir, give me your hand." And he put his hand to her hand. And she felt his hand. She said, "You're an imposter. Get out of my house. Only the one with the nail print hands can forgive me of my sins." I can't forgive your sins, but I know one who can. And He'll forgive your sins, and He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's also a table of expectance. He's coming back. He's coming back. It may be at noon. It may be at night. It may be tomorrow morning. Only the Father knows. But it's a table of expectation, because we know, according to God's Word, He is coming back. And therefore, we should have our hearts ready for Him and not have anything left undone, but ready for Him to break the eastern sky and the trump of God shall sound. And we, who are those who have passed before us, will raise, and we who are alive and well be caught up with Him and will ever be with the Lord. What a blessed thought. Man, I like the Lord come back today. Amen. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? All done. I'd rather have the upper ticker than the undertaker come see me. Amen. And but we have no idea. It's only by God's grace. So I pray tonight that you would understand that this is a table of love. It's a table of forgiveness. And it's a table of expectation. Thank you, Jesus, for given us your body and your blood that was shed for us so that we could go to heaven someday. Let's pray. Brother Rick, would you ask God's blessing upon the bread at this time, please?
Lord, we are unworthy to come before you and take this bread, Lord, that represents your body. Lord, we are sinners, but we're saved by grace. We thank you for your sacrifice and, Lord, for your forgiveness for us as well. And it's because of that forgiveness that we can take it. Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us. Lord, I pray that you just continue to bless and work in each one of our lives. In your name, amen.
The Bible says, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Brother John, would you ask God to bless upon the cup at this time, please?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we have the privilege and the honor, Lord, that we can partake of the Lord's Supper. Lord, we pray that each one of us in our heart, Lord, realizes what you actually did for us. Lord, I know that each one of us have our own pains and our issues and problems, but Lord, that we know that you paid the ultimate price for each one of us as you shed your blood for us. So, Lord, I pray that we take this cup tonight, Lord, and we honor you and we love you and thank you for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Pass the deacons at this time, collect the cups, please.